Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to start out today with a guest, and she's going to be on the first half of the show. I saw this young woman when I was at the summit in St. Louis. We had a little picnic one evening, and we had a barbecue, I should say, and several of the candidates here in the state of Missouri were there and spoke, and I was impressed. And I'm getting at the age where I don't impress easily. But I was impressed with this young woman. She's running for lieutenant governor here in Missouri. And her name is Bev Randles. Now, she grew up in the Sikeston, Missouri area, and she's number seven of 12 children. And she was taught by her parents hard work, that you can do anything you put your mind to if you work hard enough. And she was talking about, and this is a young woman, Perry Mason. She'd seen a Perry Mason show and decided that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to be a lawyer. And here she is now, a young woman running for lieutenant governor here in the state of Missouri. And I welcome Bev Randles. Bev, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. I was reading that you were 7 of 12, and I was asking my producer, I said, was that Star Trek, The New Generation, where the young woman that was the Borg, they called her 7? Because she was 7 of so many. I have 5 sons, and my youngest son was, he was the 5th one, obviously, and he boasts about being 5 of 5, and he wears a T-shirt every now and then that has the number 5. Anytime he gets that, he wears that. And we're having some phone difficulties, and we have lost Bev, but we're going to try and get her back. She's back. Good. Bev, sorry about that. I guess it's the rain. We're going to blame it on the rain.
But, okay.
I was saying while we lost you, that my youngest son, he's number 5, and we named him Quint, which means 5th. And he likes to wear the T-shirts that say number 5, and he says he's 5 of 5. So I got a big kick that you were 7 of 12.
Yes.
That's why he did that, was because of that Star Trek series where she was number 7 of so many. Well, let's talk about what you want to do here. I want to tell you that you did impress me when you spoke there in St. Louis when I was down there for the Liberty Summit. And I'm getting to the age where I don't impress that easily, so you should be very flattered that you impressed me.
Well, I am.
And I want you to know that you've pretty much won me over, and you're going to get my endorsement for Lieutenant Governor right here, right now, here on CSE Talk Radio. I want to talk a little bit about what you want to do. One of the things you said you wanted to talk about was to reduce government regulations and the fact that you grew up in rural Missouri. And, you know, these government regulations, they have gotten so heavy on everyone. But rural America, Bev, I'm certain that you understand, is under attack by all this. I call them the alphabet bureaucrats. They just, you know, to me, and you're an attorney, so you've had the schooling, but to me, that what they do to us with the fines and the permits and the things that they just keep hammering at us, that is taxation without representation, because we didn't vote those people in. And so I want to talk a little bit about this regulation, because we need to reduce it drastically.
We do, and you're absolutely right. It is probably the most effective way that government has of restricting our freedoms.
Oh my.
And that's really what people need to understand about regulations. Every regulation is a restriction on your freedom. And so if you can conceptualize it that way, you can really understand why it's so important for us to start pushing back against these things, and for people who are in elected office to stand against that on behalf of the people, because these regulators are not elected officials. They are bureaucrats who are then controlling our everyday lives with all these regulations. When I'm when I'm traveling throughout rural Missouri and campaigning, that is the thing that people complain about most, that they have, we have got to get the government, federal and state, in check with respect to all of these regulations, because they're strangling folks. They're strangling the ability to do business. Farmers are impacted by it like no other group.
And I want to say right there, because farmers, we just call them farmers, you know, and they are, but they are small businesses, you know,
that's
and
exactly
I don't think people look at them like that, you know, oh, they're just a farmer. That's a small business, and they're trying to make a living, and they are just being hammered. Now, I'm going to let you take it back.
And the way the regulations are today, when I was growing up, we grew up on a farm in Sykeston, but when I was growing up, we raised hogs.
Yes.
And it wasn't a huge hog operation or anything like that, but we raised, anywhere from 30 to 40 hogs at a time. We couldn't do that now.
No.
There's just no way. There's so many rules and regulations, it makes it cost prohibitive in order to try to engage in something like that, unless you were a much bigger operation. And if you are either in a bigger operation, well, you've got to have somebody on staff whose whole job is to just make sure that you're constantly in compliance with the ever-changing regulations.
And it's affecting so many of the farms and even those that that go around on the farms. You know, if you're going to be the contractors that come in and do the combining or anything else, I mean, it affects everything. And we had here just, I think it was 2, maybe 3 years ago, Bev, and I'm sure that you know about it, where the smelting pot, the last smelting smelting plant in the United States of America was in Herculaneum, mm-hmm. Missouri. It was forced to close because the EPA just had strangled it. I mean, it kept meeting the, and it just couldn't do it anymore. And I think that was about 200 jobs that took.
And that's exactly the other point that you've just raised it, and it's key. These are jobs. These are the resulting in a reduction in jobs. And agriculture is still the number one industry in Missouri. Yet we are making it more difficult for people in agriculture to engage in that business. But they don't make it more difficult to produce oil in Texas. You're not going to see that happen. You know, in California, they don't make it more difficult for the folks in Silicon Valley to do their jobs. But in Missouri, that's exactly what we're doing. We can't allow that. Coal is a key to Missouri. Yet the coal industry has consistently been under attack. I have no problem with trying to find new energy sources, but we cannot put people out of business who have been in the business of employing our citizens for decades.
Well, you know, in the state of California, and I covered this about about 3 years ago, and I think they're still fighting it, but they came in after them on the oyster farms. And mm-hmm. they went after this one, and I can't remember the name of it right now. So it is pretty much state to state. I mean, it is widespread. It just seems like the EPA and the alphabet bureaucrats, they're no respecter of industry. They just can't seem to hammer all of us enough. But, you know, rural America, and I know you know this because you grew up in rural America, is the foundation of all America. You know, agriculture is everything to the United States of America. And, of course, we have the Midwest, you know, it's the corn belt, as they call, and the cattle and the hog belt. You know, we do it all. We're providing food for how many people from sea to shining sea? And we've got to protect rural America to protect all of America. We're going into a break. Bev, I'm going to open up the phone lines and see if anybody here in Missouri wants to chat with you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Now, Bev can only stay on through the next segment. So if you want to ask her something, you need to give the call, 877-895-5410. And Bev Randles and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I'm visiting today with a young woman, Bev Randles, and she is running for lieutenant governor here in the state of Missouri. I met her in St. Louis when I was at the Liberty Summit here just a few weeks back, and she impressed me with how she grew up and how she, you know, set out to, she had a goal and she set out and she made that goal, and she is fighting for liberty for Missourians right now, and we need that in every single state of the union here. We need people like Bev that know what it is to work hard. They understand where they grew up. You know, Bev, I keep lecturing my listeners that we were actually, as a nation, designed to be governed locally, not dictated from D.C., and that's what we've allowed as people. We've given them way too much power. So here we are now, whether you're in the city, whether you're in the suburb, or rural America, we are in trouble because the bureaucrats are hammering us, and the rules and the regulations and the mandates are stifling businesses. They're stealing jobs. And, of course, we won't even get into Obamacare, what that's done across this nation. But rural America is so important to all of America. And you having grown up down in the Sykeston area, if anybody's not been there, it's a beautiful part of the state, but there's no quick way to get there. You just have to drive, drive. And I had some relatives down in that area once upon a time. Some of my dad's cousins, they were down there raising cotton. And I've kind of connected to you a little bit in that respect. And so rural America, what can you do as lieutenant governor for rural America? And then you also said you wanted to discuss tort reform. Let's talk about those two things. I'm going to give you the microphone and let you talk to the listeners.
Well, for rural America, I think what we have to do is to make sure, first of all, that our elected officials do not forget that the state does not stop right outside of St. Louis. And so often, I remember growing up, people would say, and just feeling like the elected officials, so many of them didn't even know we existed down there. We have to change that. And I think being there matters. Going and talking to folks there, you know, who live there, who work there, that's how we determine how to move the state forward there. But I think we've got to make sure that in Missouri we become a business-friendly environment. And right now we are not, and we have not been for a long time. Our economy is ranked in the absolute bottom, and we are about two rungs from the bottom of all the 50 states in our economic growth. The way you change that is with the free market. I'm a free market proponent because I think that works. People create jobs. Government does not. But government can create a climate that makes it easier to foster jobs and business development. I think you do that by, one, making Missouri a right-to-work state. I'm a huge proponent of right-to-work because I think that a business won't come to your state just because you're a right-to-work state, but they'll stay out because of it. And businesses are staying away. Those businesses that could be in southern Missouri are going right over the line and going into Arkansas. Or they're going to Tennessee or Kentucky. But that's what they're doing so often. And I hear it when I'm in southern Missouri, I hear it so often that, well, they just go to Arkansas because the climate is better in Arkansas for them. Mm-hmm. So becoming a right-to-work state, reducing taxes on everyday citizens and businesses so that they have more of their hard-earned money to put back in their own business and in their own communities. We've got to make sure that every child is getting access to a quality education dictated from the local level, not from the federal government. That's why I'm against Common Core. And anything that is a camouflage for Common Core, we've got to stand against it. But the other thing is, yes, tort reform. I heard Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, give a speech recently, a few months ago, and he said that when they decided to turn Texas around, they started with tort reform.
Wow.
We've got to make sure that we are not running off doctors in the state and that we're not running off businesses. Our litigation climate is ranked in the bottom 10 in the nation. So that means if you want to sue somebody, and especially if it's frivolous, you come to Missouri to do it. That's the wrong message. We turn it around by doing those things.
Absolutely. Well, I know that, you know, I'm a simpleton, and I've said for a long time, just if you really want to stimulate the economy, stop taking the tax dollars away and then give us a pittance back. Let's just stop taking the tax dollars away from all the people and cut taxes and let them make their own decisions. And the same with businesses. You know, businesses, they get taxed, they get punished, but they're not the ones that suffer. It's the consumers that suffer.
Right. And it's passed on the consumers.
Absolutely. And, you know, to say they're going to take care of big corporations in that way is just, it's just a line, because anything they punish them with, it hits the consumers.
Exactly. And we need more conservative leaders in office. We need people who understand conservatism, the conservative values, who understand the law, and even from the liberal, especially from the liberal perspective, who understand what they're doing and how they're being effective at it, so we can unwind these things and pass conservative legislation that protects folks. Now, I've been endorsed by, just over the weekend, I was endorsed by the Missouri Republican Assembly, which is like the conservative voice in Missouri. And I was overwhelmed at receiving their support, and I appreciate that. I've got an AQ rating with the NRA. I've been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. And what's very important to me, and conservatives from all over the state are volunteering with my campaign. They're lining up. They're having me on their radio programs and to spread this message, because liberty is the message that people should be hearing right now. The more rules and regulations and laws we have on the books, the less free we become. We are going to look back on 2016 and 20 years from now and say this was a pivotal election
where we determined
who we would be as a state and as a nation.
And it's pivotal whichever way you want to look at that. It's pivotal. And, you know, I have said for a long time that we have got to stop doing this regulations and these mandates against the people. And here lately, Bev, they come out, and you're a lawyer, so you can fuss at me if you think I'm looking at it wrong. But they want to pass more legislation to protect, say, the First Amendment. That's been the big one lately because of all the things that have gone down to attack it. But if they were doing their jobs, they wouldn't have to be passing more legislation to protect something that's supposed to be, you know, firm in its own, on its own. It should be standing on its own. It's so easy to understand it. I don't have any problem understanding, and I'm certainly no genius. And the same goes with the Second Amendment and the Third Amendment and the Fourth. I mean, they're constantly having to pass legislation to protect something that they're supposed to be protecting in the first place. And when they do more legislation, don't you think it puts it up in for more interpretation, and really it kills it?
Well, you know, here's what I think is going on, and the reason that the legislators in the states, anyway, are starting to do more of this. It's about what's happening at the federal level.
Absolutely.
And so the fault really lies at all of our feet, because as conservatives, as Republicans, if we would go out in the droves that the liberals go out and galvanize their people and galvanize the public on their side, we would have Republicans elected to office. I remember in 2008 and 2012 in particular, where all of these Republicans, evangelical Christians, and people were just saying, well, I'm sitting out this election. I'm not going to go because I'm not excited about the candidate. Or, you know, Mitt Romney isn't conservative enough. Or John McCain isn't conservative enough. Well, was Barack Obama conservative enough? Because I kept telling people that's what you're going to end up with then. So we're either going to end up with somebody who is maybe more moderate than you'd want, but who is going to pass or ensure that we have some very conservative legislation on the books and conservative leadership, or we're going to have somebody we know is way to the left. Mm-hmm. So I think the fault lies with all of us, because we're not electing leaders who then are reflective of our values.
Oh, I agree.
And when we don't do that, we are left with no other choice at the state level than to try to add additional carve-outs and protections. Because if we don't do that, if we don't, for instance, pass a religious liberties bill, if we don't make sure that life is protected at the state level, then Washington, D.C., and the liberals are going to run amok.
Okay, well, let me back up where I was talking about. I want the states to do it. I want the states to practice sovereignty. But on the federal level was what I was talking about, how they issue these things out towards the states, and then they say they're going to pass legislation that's going to protect that First Amendment or that Second Amendment, and then we always end up with a little less liberty, a little less freedom once they do that. I want the states to do that. And I probably need to send you Richard Mack's book on state sovereignty. I don't know if you got a copy of that or not when you were at the summit. And if you'll have your girl give me your address, I'll just mail you one, because I think you would really enjoy reading that. We're out of time here for what you're going to do with me, Bev. I want to tell everyone, Bev Randles is running for lieutenant governor here in the state of Missouri. I firmly endorse her. She is an awesome person. Bev, thank you for all you're doing. Good luck, and keep in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope those out there that weren't in Missouri will forgive me for having a Missouri candidate on, but I have done that a few times because, you know what? They deserve to have some radio time, and I have a little bit that I can give them. And I want you to be encouraged with your own candidates, those that are truly, truly conservatives, those that truly feel called to do what they're doing. And Bev Randolph does. She is running for lieutenant governor here. And John Webb, that's on periodically, he believes that way. And there's been some others that I've had on that they're, you know, some of them are retired. They said the last thing they wanted to do was get into politics. But because of the state of this nation, and Missouri's no different than the rest of you, they decided they needed to do something besides complain at the coffee shop. And so I will do what I can for those candidates as long as I'm here. Well, I took the weekend off. My sister's family lives in the Kansas City area, and I went up that way and watched the Kansas City Royals lose horribly to the Rangers. And it was hot. We were melting, but it was fun with family. And I went on to Lawrence, Kansas, where my oldest son lives, and spent a little time with him and came back. I had a brother with surgery that I saw and spent a little time with him before I came home. So while I'm away, things just seem to fall apart, you know? No, they don't really. But I start looking at, while I was out, I was still kind of looking at the news feeds on my phone and checking things out. And the DNC has kind of, they've kind of gone nuts here with that. Wasserman's in trouble. She's losing her job, which I have no problem with. But emails have been divulged between her and others that they plotted against Bernie Sanders to fix it for Hillary Clinton. So I'm calling it Wassergate. She's out. They don't even want her at the convention. No speaking at the convention. And Bernie Sanders people are livid. They were mad anyway because of Hillary's choice of VP. But now they're really mad when they found out that Bernie could have had a chance had it not been fixed. And so, you know, they were worried about the GOP convention being disrupted with two sides. And it ended up with very little disruption. At the very beginning, there was one little protester there. And at the very end, there was Ted Cruz making his last stand. But the Democratic convention this week might get a little heated. It might get a little heated. They've got more division right now than the GOP has had, and they've had plenty. They've had plenty. It's been quite the year. Well, they're starting out their Democrat convention, and you know, I'm not really looking forward to watching it because of what they do. I'm just not. I'll watch some of it. I got upset last week when Fox seemed to think that their opinions and coverage was more important than the speakers, so I turned it to C-SPAN, where all I could watch was the speakers, and I didn't have to watch anybody else pine in. Then I'd watch Hannity really, really late to see who he was interviewing. But the Democrats do what they do best, and they're starting it out with debt. They haven't been able to raise all the money for this convention, and they still need $2.5 million to get it covered. Now, the guy that's in charge of this, O'Malley, he says he's out there begging for money. Well, it's going to get worse now that they've got this division. Because anybody that was supporting Bernie isn't going to send them any money. They do what they do best, I guess, with debt. So I found that a little bit comical. And then, you know how they're constantly saying we don't need a wall, we don't need a fence. But they have erected a 4-mile, 8-foot-tall fence around the convention. Around the Democratic convention. The Democrat National Committee elites keeping average Americans away from their convention is a good idea while protecting the southern border from intruding terrorists. Rapists and murders is a bad one. So the DNC has erected a 4-mile, 4 miles is a lot of fence, 4-mile fence around its convention site there in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center. Don't you find that a little ironic? They don't want to put a fence around to protect you and your families from the bad guys, but they're going to put a fence around their Democratic convention to keep the average Americans out. I found that a little bit ironic. They believe they are so much above. And, of course, Hillary is. She's above the law. She's above everything. And people have seen the truth of that. Most of them. There's still people saying that it's no big deal. We were talking with Bev Randles at the beginning of the show about regulations. The regulations that the alphabet bureaucrat keeps putting upon the American people is such a burden. It's such a heavy burden. And it's such an unnecessary burden. Now we go back to George Washington. The marvel of all history is the patience which with men and women submit to burdens laid upon them unnecessarily by their government. The alphabet bureaucrats have not been elected. They're appointed by your elected. And they are ruthless with your money. Well, Obama's got, it says here in this particular article, the Obama administration is responsible for thousands of new regulations, including a historic number of major regulations. As the cost of these regulations add up, they place more burden on the economic freedom in America. As Bev Randall said, regulations remove freedom. If you think these regulations are all about keeping the environment clean or keeping this or keeping that, you've been fooled, my friends. In 2015, 43 new major regulations went into effect, increasing regulatory costs by more than $22 billion, according to the latest Red Tape Rising study from the Heritage Foundation. Since President Barack Obama took office in 2009, 229 new regulations have increased regulatory burdens by $108 billion annually. But it doesn't stop there, it says. As the administration tries to push its agenda before the end of Obama's term, 144 more regulations are already in the works. They just can't pinch you hard enough. Among the biggest culprits are the Environmental Protection Agency, that's called the EPA, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Energy. Although Congress funds these bureaucratic agencies, the rules they impose do not typically need congressional approval. Some independent agencies, like the Federal Communications Commission, are not even required to perform analysis to determine if their regulations will be cost-effective. And that is one of the things that they have to be, is cost-effective. But they don't have any way to be accountable. Not only do these regulations cost American families and businesses more money, they have a damaging effect on the on our economic freedom. I know a lot of you are disturbed about who the presidential candidates are, but are you looking at your local candidates? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. CSC Talk Radio is really the only nationally syndicated talk show that I know of that is talking about rural America and how that affects all of America. People want to talk about the city. They want to talk about what's going on in certain places across the round world, and those are important, and we talk about them some too. But these rules and regulations that we talked about at the first part of the show, they're killing businesses. Now, Fox and some of these other talk shows, they'll get on and talk about small businesses. Do you ever hear them talking about agriculture and down on the farm? Land rights. They covered BLM because that got a little bit, you know, crazy with Clive and Bundy and Ammons. They didn't cover the oyster farms in California. You didn't hear about that. You didn't hear about Wayne Hage. They just don't talk about it. They talk about politics. Well, let's talk about policies that are killing this nation. I'm trying, as best I know how, to get Donald Trump on so that we can tell him here from the heartland of the United States of America what's going on. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. Has he seen what our county seats look like? How the squares around the courthouse have closed businesses, falling down buildings. because rural America is dying. Because the rules and regulations and the mandates and the land grabs are killing it. And it's most important because it is the food of this nation. It is the foundation of this nation. So you keep me in your prayers, and you keep me on the air if you can. Because this is the only talk show that's truly trying to save the heartland. We have Mike from Virginia before I carry on very much longer. Mike, how are you today?
Doing it, kiddo. Yeah, listening to your guest, and yeah, she's right. We are supposed to be governed from the local. The power, it comes from us, but you're almighty to us, and we dictate the power to the federal government, so it actually goes down to the federal government, not up.
That's right.
Okay.
It's called a republic.
One of the things, huh?
It's called a republic.
Exactly. Well, Article 4, Section 4, the United States are guaranteed every state in the union a republican form of government. And people don't realize there's two different entities there, the United States being the district criminals and then the several states. Hmm. Well, one thing I've noticed a lot of people do, and they do a big boo-boo on, when they cite the preamble to the Constitution, they always say, you know, establish this Constitution of the United States. It's not. It's for the United States, not of. And there's a difference. You know, for the United States meaning away or apart. In other words, the people of the government established this Constitution to bind the government down with the change of the Constitution. It wasn't supposed to be binding us down. And of means belonging to. Okay? So there's a big problem. A lot of people don't, and I've heard governments say, well, the preamble doesn't mean anything. Well, if the preamble means nothing, then the rest of the Constitution is a dead letter.
Well, it means something or they wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. And there's a reason why. Like I said, it says establish this Constitution for the United States.
Absolutely. Okay.
Everybody I hear cite it says the same thing. They say of. It's not of, it's for. The people wrote the Constitution to bind the government down, not
okay.
The other way around.
Okay, we got you. All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much. And appreciate your help. Every now and then you send me some help. Thank you so much. You know, the convention is going on, going to be going on here this week. We'll see what kind of a flurry it's going to be, or if that's just going to be all show and, you know, all talk and nothing happen. The speaker lineup is, in my opinion, a little embarrassing. But maybe I'm just wrong. I know I've been wrong before, and I know some of you disagree with me. That's okay. That's what we're all about. They fussed about the GOP having one of the mothers from Benghazi, one of the dead soldiers, on, and her heartbreak. And, of course, she went after Hillary. She's definitely got some hard feelings there, rightfully so. But the Democrat convention is going to have Michael Brown's mother on from St. Louis. And some others that are going to be on that are in relationship to some of the police killings. I feel like that's focusing on dividing the nation more. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm concerned about that, and the Philly police are concerned about it. The Fraternal Order of the Police, Lodge Number 5, said in a statement that it was insulted by the exclusion of police widows and family members as the speakers at the convention from Monday to the next Thursday, today and tomorrow, to the Thursday this week. It is sad that to win an election, Mrs. Clinton must pander to the interests of people who do not know all the facts, while the men and women they seek to destroy are outside, protecting the political institutions of this country. Mrs. Clinton, you should be ashamed of yourself, if that is possible. They're pretty upset, pretty embarrassed over it. And like I said, this weekend I was with family. And I was trying to go through the news feeds and figure out what was going on so I'd know what to share today. I knew I was going to have Bev Randles on for the first part of the show, and I knew we were going to talk about regulations, and there was some breaking news, if you want to say that, just new articles on that. We were standing out in the heat, and a few of my family members were literally becoming sick because of the heat. And I checked my feed for the news, and here comes this. John Kerry makes a statement that air conditioners, as big a threat as ISIS. Well, when will John Kerry give up air conditioners in all of his houses and all of his vehicles and his private jets? When will he do that? It's not about the clean air. It's not about the environment, people. I'm going to tell you right now, each one of you is my friend and my family, that what they're planning to do to punish you, punish businesses, is all about money. It doesn't have a thing to do with clean air, clean water, or the environment. It is a hoax. It is another way to tax you. It is another more regulations and mandates. They're getting ready to force on we the people, to force on the businesses, which will fall on you. Air conditioners, as big a threat as ISIS, John Kerry says. We need to find that common denominator. You and I can agree on liberty. Can we agree that we're a republic and stand together and bring America home?
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, "The pen is mightier than the sword." We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.